With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now it's time.
Tell you
for
later.
Showbiz news.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt
with Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
You thought the big news story yesterday was the level 5, didn't you?
Well, I'm sure there's better things to talk about.
The big news story yesterday in the UK was that Bill Bailey's had dance lessons.
Has he? I can't believe he has a rat's tail.
Well, he's always had a bit of a
He was, when he was in with us, it was just flowing. He just had a...
Well, he normally has his comedy flow, but he probably has to tie it up for the dancing because he'd look mad.
He looks like
He looked like a lampshade.
Do you remember your man who was on X Factor and Sharon liked him and he was an old dirty old divil?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's his name?
He was from...
what was his name?
Oh, I can't remember. He had a singing career and everything after. Well,
I know, because Harry Hill used to always take the mick out of it.
Oh.
Moustache.
He ended up having a kid with a girl more than, I don't know what I nearly said there. Nearly half his age.
I know his name.
I know it now. It's been sent to me. Do you want to know it?
Yeah.
Wagner,
yeah. Look, Bill Bailey, I won't have him in the same sentence as Wagner.
No,
okay?
Fair enough.
Unless it's the composer. Because Bill Bailey is a wonderful, lovely man and hilarious. And we all love him. We've interviewed him loads of times in this show. But he has admitted he had ballroom training. He wrote in his new book, "When I was a teenager, I had ballroom dancing lessons. There was a dance school across the road and I learned the waltz, the foxtrot and the quick step, which is against the rules of Strictly." Now, apparently it was only a couple
of
lessons.
Maisie's had, she won.
No, sure, some of them are in S Club 7 or whatever, and like some of them are in loads of girl bands and boy bands. They all do choreography, so they've learned how to dance.
Wow.
Leave Bill alone. He's lost a serious amount of weight, hasn't he?
I hadn't noticed the comparison. I didn't watch that much of Strictly, but yeah.
Bill Bailey always sort of had a bit of a tummy on him, you know.
She's been rehearsing.
Svelte, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he partnered with Oti Mabusi. Jackpot, Bill. Jackpot. She's the best.
Good. Well, and he'll do well, so.
He says his teacher was a tiny woman with a huge passion for the dance.
I just hope his ponytail doesn't topple him over.
Oh, I hope he's not going to get taken out of it now. Like...
Reef the head off him.
No, but like, I hope he's not going to be sacked.
He won't be sacked.
He's broken the rules. Good day, sir.
He hasn't got off with anyone. You can do that in Strictly, and that's not breaking the rules. Jack Finch, we mentioned his car crash yesterday. He's devastated that his car has been smashed. Shut up, Jack, will you? He wasn't happy anyway. He took to Instagram. Learn how to drive then, will you?
And a car has just ploughed straight into the side of my car as I've indicated him to go in there. Not have any luck with cars. I don't understand it. I'm devastated. It's a brand new car as well.
It doesn't sound like it was his fault.
It's a hairdresser's mark anyway. He could have swerved.
You're being very judgmental on poor Jack.
That's
there.
That's ridiculous. CLA. Would you
But
cop
somebody else
that?
Crashed into him.
He clearly doesn't even like cars. Someone who likes cars wouldn't buy a Merc CLA.
What would they buy?
They'd buy a different one. If you really wanted to buy a Merc, you'd buy a different one.
I thought you liked all cars equally now.
Yeah, but like... I'm sure he's got a few quid.
He'll drive little naughty cars and everything.
He's obviously really tight.
If there's a few views in it for you.
He's tight.
Nicole Scherzinger and Tom Evans have been spotted house hunting in LA as rumours swirl they're planning a family. The pair have been dating for less than a year after meeting on the Celebrity X Factor, and Nicole and Tom were pictured viewing properties in LA. That wouldn't be cheap.
No. But again, loads of money. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? You know, I'm sure that will multi-platinum.
That was a worldwide song, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that'd be grand.
Would you like one more? Are you okay?
Yeah, give us one
more.
You
don't sound like you're bothered with the old Dish
the
Dirt.
I love
today.
Dish the Dirt. It's a good distraction
it's
from all that's going on.
Very much so. We are the distraction station right now. AJ Pritchard says he's been given a newfound appreciation for Strictly Come Dancing after watching it from his sofa at the weekend. He stepped away from the show as a professional dancer after a successful stint. Speaking on Lorraine, AJ reacted to the launch show.
Sat on the sofa, appreciating the hard work from the camera, hair, makeup, wardrobe, and obviously the professional dancers.
But let's be honest, you're not missing it. You're
no, I was quite happy to sit down and watch on the sofa.
Good on you.
A lot of people seem to watch that. Like, an awful lot of people.
Huge, huge.
An awful lot of people on my timeline were
huge.
Raving about it.
That's the show for now. It is Tuesday, it's the 20th of October, 6:56. Are you up? We're up. 087-679-7104. Are you
Bill
up?
Bill Bailey's a cheat.
I ain't got a rat's tail. Rat's tail's out. Filling the beat that. Strawberry Lamb Clock on F104. It's 11 minutes after 7. It is the 20th of October. What is the story?
How's everybody?
I think it's important to just say to everyone, you know, even the most robust of us in terms of mental health would feel somewhat shocked and frustrated and disappointed at the news last night, and don't ever feel like you can't reach out to someone you know, yeah, or one of the support lines or websites and the likes of Jigsaw and Samaritans and Pieta House,
or just a friend. Like
just this, a friend.
Everyone's going to feel stressed around now.
You'd be really strange now if any of the news you just thought this is great news. It's just not. That's not the normal reaction.
Really great news.
So don't feel like you're in it alone, because I'm telling you, you're not.
So, as it was just myself and now, we were having the chats, the same kind of chats that everyone around the country's having.
What do you think they'll do with this? What'll they do here?
I think what I would like is I'd like the presentation that Neffet made to the government to be made to all of us. Because whatever they said to them, it struck home and they said, right, we're doing it, level 5. But they had not enough information. You know, it's rising exponentially. That's not enough information. Tell me the thing that freaked the government out enough to go back to 5.
You don't get enough in an address to the nation that's one-sided. There's not enough time.
Yeah. I'd like to know it. Unless they think that if they put that out there, people would be, again, stressed. But
I think it might help.
Make more sense.
Understanding, yeah. So there's 50,000 people now who have had COVID in Ireland. There's a population of 5 million.
But it's rising very, very fast. And one of the main problems is the health service dealing with it. It's just going to get out of control. So, like, there's 80 more people in the hospital in a week than there was last week. So, it's rising fast. So, I don't know if these measures will work. So, let me go through this. GAA matches can carry on playing, even though they've been seen celebrating in many different counties.
Well, the elite level of GAA, anyway. Yeah.
Building sites are still all cushy.
Construction.
Yeah.
A massive economy driver.
Yeah, absolutely.
The need to build housing.
Absolutely. And schools. They're all allowed to stay open. But unfortunately, lots of businesses will have to close.
Yeah. And, you know, again, it goes without saying, but thoughts with people that won't have a job this week and may not have a job afterwards. Hopefully you will. But it's going to be devastating for a lot of people. It is only 6 weeks. It's going to be a lot shorter than the last time. Let's hope it is only 6 weeks.
Nightmare Before Christmas is the headline. Ireland last night braced its to enter a grueling 6-week lockdown in a bid to save Christmas. But does that mean that we get to December and we all go mad and then everything starts rising again and we're locked down in January?
People feel like they break free. Stephen Donnelly last night confirmed that yes, there are no guarantees. We could get to late Jan or February and it will rise again and there may be action needed again. He did say he'd prefer that was then localised, like the way Cavan and Dublin and
right.
Donegal. But who knows? And that, I think that's, you know, a normal, logical person, like I'd like to think myself, is that's what I'm kind of going. But like, it's just going to keep happening. But look, I don't get to make the decisions.
Make decisions. Whoever has to make decisions, there is no
very tough
blanket correct decision.
There's no doubt you can be very frustrated at government, but that would be the type of stuff. If you were Micheál Martin or Leo or others, that I personally think that would keep you up at night. You wouldn't get much sleep. I'm making the wrong decision here. The jobs that it would affect, but the greater good of saving lives. Like
clearly what they've gone for is to try and help
the
health of the country, and we'll have to deal with the fallout afterwards.
It is stay at home, exercise within 5 kilometres again. They were talking about it being 10, but it's 5 anyway. It's not as bad as 2, I suppose. Remember, it was actually 2 at one point.
And some people are saying that, you know, schools will be safer now because there'll be less sort of community movement. So, you know, the kids who are coming in, their families won't be moving around as much, hopefully. Yeah.
And they do deserve their education. You can look at it again, you can look at it many other ways and the risks, but they do. You can't have, they've already had 6 months out of their schooling life, and most of us listening, that's never happened and would never happen to us when we were trying to.
It's mad. It really is. And so I've got a bit of I can give you a bit of information in a few minutes.
Have they found fungi yet? There's a lot of memes going around about fungi yesterday.
A lot of memes. Pearl fungi.
RIP.ie. John West tuna.
The
Jaws one. Yeah.
You have to laugh or you cry.
You will cry uncontrollably.
Here we go, everybody. Right. I'll give you in a few minutes. I'm going to give you information. Yesterday, I went to Smith's. Obviously, Santa's doing
left
his own.
Left to late, Jim, didn't you?
Doing his own thing. I can give you information because, like, as far as I know, everything's is cushy till. I don't know why I keep talking like the Hellboy. Everything's cushy, all right, till Wednesday. It's till Thursday morning, isn't it? Everything's the same as yesterday.
Yeah, everything's great, Jim. Everything's grand.
I mean, so
it's
fine. If you needed to go to Smith's, I can give you some expert advice because I was there yesterday. It was like Christmas Eve.
We also want to help this morning if you are trying to be in business for the next few days. Stay by your phone. It's FM 104. Ba-da-ba-ba, Head and Heart, Joel Curry at 7:19 on FM 104. I don't care, Jim. Do you know what? I don't care.
What, you don't care about what?
You know what?
Okay, let's do it. There's no rules anymore, okay? Now listen, you have all the facts, you have all the news, right? We're going to try and keep your mind off things.
Yeah, here we go.
Come on now, we can do this. So,
this is linked to what you're talking
this
about.
This is important information. Possibly the most important information I've given all year.
Ho, ho, ho.
So before any of this was even suggested, there was some stuff booked in Smith's. So obviously you're going to get some Christmas presents.
Yeah.
From my nephews and nieces and stuff like that.
Very late, Jim. You're very late.
Obviously Santa's doing his own thing. I don't know how that's going to be affected.
Extra busy. He's so busy.
He'll be very busy.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to go and get some. Now other toy shops are available. I'm just explaining what happened to me. So the stuff was booked online for click and collect. Okay.
Shout out to the Toy Masters. You'll always have a special place in my heart.
Got to Carrick Mines yesterday. It was like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
People trying to park. First piece of advice is don't try and park near the door. If you park near the door, you're just going to end up in a big massive mill with loads of really angry drivers. Park far away and walk over if you can. Obviously I'm a big burly man, so I can carry things.
Big burly man.
Anyway,
DIY SOS.
Here's the thing.
Save our sausages.
I'm telling you, this is serious information, Nobby. For people.
Come on, Jim, will you spit it out?
So the click and collect queue was considerably shorter than the queue to get in.
Okay. So you can still browse as of yesterday. That will stop.
And my headphones have fallen out now. I can't hear myself.
That will stop now later on in the week.
Which, so the click and collect.
Going into the shop. You won't
people
be allowed.
Yeah,
now, Smiths
yeah.
were hoping they were going to be considered essential services, especially this time of year. I would have voted for that too, but sadly not.
Okay, but they had a very good online service during the first lockdown.
They're now talking about their home delivery service.
Home delivery, they do that. And yesterday, the click and collect thing was outside the store. So people were queuing up outside the store. They were coming out and beeping your receipt.
Yeah, scan it,
bring
it on your phone.
They were going back in and leaving you outside.
Don't do what I did last week and have it ready.
They were handing you the stuff outside. And that queue was lashing along. The queue to get in was round the block, okay?
Yeah.
So if
sometimes you need to go in.
If you can, I would do it online, click and collect. If it's available, it might be too busy now, I don't know. But if you can do that, I'm telling you, it'll save you a lot of queuing up.
So you didn't even have to go into the shop.
I didn't have to go into the store and it wasn't raining or anything like that. So
they usually have a little thing outside the...
It's pretty cold. So wrap up warm if you're going to be queuing. Both queues were moving, but the click and collect one is the winner. That's my information.
Winner, winner, Smith's Toys
Dinner.
Glad
I passed it on to you. Hope it helps.
There you go. Do, 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 do
Now, you wanted to help businesses.
Well, we'll help businesses in a few minutes. So right. If you're doing something over the next 6 weeks, or indeed in the next 48 hours, maybe you're a hairdresser and you've got extra staff in to fit in the haircuts.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. I'll talk a bit more in a few minutes. Happy Christmas, everyone. It's F104. Lizzo, good as hell. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. She will be on my next. It is called On My Next Guest Is, isn't it? On My Next.
Yeah, unbelievable trajectory.
It's on Netflix from tomorrow. Tamari. Tamali.
She's brilliant.
And she'll be there. Kim Kardashian will be there. Dave Chappelle. And Mr. Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr. And you can watch them all four. Yeah, for the first time.
It's pastry week on the Bake Off this week.
Do you know what? Another one thing is I thought of this morning. Will Insomnia still be let open? Will Tommy and Hector still do their podcast? And at least it's the Bake Off tonight.
Yeah.
There are three things I thought of before I even got out of bed this morning. I was lying awake at 1 o'clock thinking of all these things, and I always try and just think of falling through a black hole forever. That makes me go to sleep. Sometimes that works.
Falling through a black hole forever?
Yeah. It's weird.
That's weird, yeah.
That makes me generally fall asleep.
I found funny you should mention this. There's a guy I saw online somewhere yesterday, and he was an expert in how to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And he said, you breathe in twice quickly through your nose, and then out through your mouth slowly.
Okay.
And if you do that enough times in a row, it'll calm you down if you're a bit freaked out.
Well, sniffing
and it'll help you sleep.
Sniffing in general is good. Like dogs sniff, it relaxes them. So maybe if humans sniff things. Alright, Jim, it's not really the time now. You know, we're on till 10. The thing we wanted to talk to you about this morning is if you are a business and you just want a shout out, and you know, Jeff Bezos has gone around a lot online. Parel Jeff. He's a billion, multi-billionaire. He'll be fine on all of this.
He obviously did well out of the first one.
If there's something you can't get, you know, we're not going to tell you don't go on Amazon, but please do as much as you can.
People are saying, yes, yeah, support your local businesses if they have an online retail part, which an awful lot will have now because of, you know, they had to adapt their businesses. So if there's an online version of your business, let us know what it is and we'll give you a shout out.
And even if you're just doing takeaways and you're normally a restaurant, or you know, you sell really amazing hats that people may not know about, give us a shout and we'll give you a mention. And if you're a hairdresser, I saw yesterday some hairdressers in, they're taking on extra staff to get through the next day. And a bit. Are you staying open till midnight tomorrow?
We should have known when Glenn had his hair cut.
Yeah, that was a bit of a warning sign.
That was a warning
it?
Sign, yeah. He had a buzz cut at the sides.
Yeah.
Well, they're calling Tony Holohan Tony Ho Ho Holohan because he's trying to save Christmas.
Yeah, that's also a good one. So look, we'll always try and make a joke out of it. That's what us Irish do. But yeah, if you do want a shout out because you're staying open for the next 6 weeks, you're changing your way you sell, or you're cramming in some extra customers between now and tomorrow safely, of course, get in touch on 0876797104. We would love to help if we can. Support your local, yeah, heroes.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Supervalue Centre, Hicks, all back in bit in Duns too, says Terry. Jim, turn that off there now.
Sorry.
Jesus. Jim's got an action man from Santa and he says very bold things. No one else heard that, it'd be grand.
Twitter is losing its mind over Paul Mescal's latest GAA shorts photo shoot, Vintage Shorts by Kildare GAA. And these are not the fake Gucci ones. The latest Paul Mescal photo shoot has sent Twitter into all sorts of commotion among fans of the Irish actor, because in his most recent set of pictures taken for GQ magazine, he's wearing the Connell chair pair from Normal People.
Now if you do want some knockoff Gucci's, Crossy can sort you out, give us a shout.
Serious price tags, apparently, and is Kildare GAA shorts being the cherry on top. So fans are going to be trying to buy them.
Oh, it's a cherry, all right. Is everyone ready for Miley Cyrus covering an iconic Irish band?
Now, I haven't heard this, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
No disrespect, you know. No disrespect. She's doing a Cranberries tune. You can't fault her for that.
No.
That's a good song. She's given it some welly as well.
Welly. That song has had a huge comeback over the last few years with people who were far too young to remember the first time.
Billie Eilish has started anew the dress style debate over the colour of her runners. This is what we all need right now.
It is.
Pastry week, and what colour are Billie Eilish's runners?
Yeah.
She's adamant that they're green and white, not pink and white. So I haven't seen them, but I'm going to guess they're green and white.
No, dude. So listen, you guys are all my dad. Years ago, I was wearing these shoes, and my dad's like, wow, those shoes are so cool. What are those, like, pink and white? Dude. Pink and white? Pink and white, he said. Pink and white. Oh, my God. If you... Okay. Please. I don't know what happened to you guys in your childhoods. Pink and white.
Okay, Billy. Put
so I'm
the
guessing
bunny.
I'm guessing they're green, are they?
Someone has just said, lads, you may not know this. A lot of people don't know this. Eminem a few years ago also covered Zombie. Sad
psycho when I finish. Oh, there could be F bombs in this.
Oh, sure, you broke that rule already this morning. With your action, man. So I don't even recognize no one. Well, I don't trust them, but yeah, that also sounds good. Thanks for that little head.
And what's the most popular ladies' hairstyle still in the history of ladies' hairstyles, celebrity ones?
The Jennifer Aniston.
The Jennifer Aniston has been named the biggest hair crush amongst women 25 years after the Rachel cut was copied by millions. It's still the number one.
Wow.
Kate Middleton's wavy brunette came second.
So is this the Jennifer Aniston layers? That's what that hairstyle was called, where it curls.
Oh, here
he
goes. Here's the expert.
I tell you what, hairdressers, you're very quiet for someone. Maybe you're so busy over the next 48 hours. Do you want to shout out? Lads, Hicks sausages in the Maxall in the Noggin. Now we're talking local.
That's where their butchers is. They're from the Noggin.
Well, that's where you can get them. Nice to meet you, F104. F104 is the story of Diamond Clock. Happy birthday to Jonah. He was four.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Four yesterday, and Darcy's nine tomorrow. They're close birthdays, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very close.
Very close. And Chloe's Cuts and Colours and Clonee and Curls, they're busy over the next couple of days. We're just asking you if you want to shout out, if you're a local business, if you're open, if you're planning to stay open during the 6 weeks.
Yeah, if you've got a website that you want us to give you a shout out, we will.
That's how we work.
Shop local.
It's time for a bit of strawberry messing right now.
Yes. So Craig got in touch with us, and we're always looking for people to get in touch with us. 087-679-7104. And he told us about his friend Graham. Graham had a car that he wasn't using, and he left it outside his ma's gaff, and it was there for a few months. And he gave us the reg, he gave us exactly where it was parked, he gave us the address, he gave us everything. And so we rang him and said we were from a traffic department. We didn't say anything else. He assumed it was a guard, and he was nice to begin with, but then got a bit aggro. Here's what happened.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Graham Rogers, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, my name is Matt Bliss, and I'm calling from... I'm calling him in relation to a Volkswagen Passat silver, 09.
That's the one, yeah.
Can you give us a bit more information about this car? We've had a report that it's been abandoned.
Abandoned? No, sure, that's in a garden.
No, I'm talking about an address in Road in Drimna.
That's not abandoned. That's my vehicle.
Yeah, well, it was abandoned on the outside Road Drimna for the last 6 months.
No, it wasn't. No, that's my house. I live on.
Oh, I know.
We just put it there because my mother drives in and out of the driveway. So it's out of the way. It's not in anyone's way outside the house that burnt down there.
There was moss grown on it, I believe.
Sorry?
There
was moss grown on it. Sure, a little bit probably around the wheels because it wasn't using, yeah. Because I wasn't driving it.
Where is the location of the car at the moment?
It's up on the auntie's house. Because it's in her garden now, because we don't have a garden down here to put it into.
Where's that now? Ballyfarmers?
No, that's in Drimna.
So you've moved it from Drimna to another address in Drimna?
We towed it up to the top of Drimna, yeah.
You towed it?
Yeah. Sure, I can't drive it, the wheels are flat on it.
Was it on a public road?
Sorry?
Was it on a public road? That?
What do you mean? Well, of course it was on the public road.
And you towed it. Who did you use to tow it? Okay.
Look, I'm at work. You have to give me the call later on.
Excuse me, did you hang up on me? Did you tell me to f off twice? You hung up on me. You little upstart. And you tell me to f off. It's people like you.
He hung up again?
Yeah, he did. Could you ring him back on speaker and we could hear, we can listen to you. We can hear what he's saying to you. And you should say, look, that sounds real, man. I'd ring them back.
Hang on a second, I'll ring him now. He's ringing me again there, Hank. He's ringing me again. How are you? What's the story?
What are you asking, you know?
The reg of the car, the trap has been abandoned on the road outside my house. And I goes, yeah, the car wasn't driving me. He goes, there's moss growing out of my door. I goes, it's up in my auntie's gaff now. And he goes, where's that? Well, he goes, it's in there. He goes, how'd you get it up there? So I goes, I told it. He goes, you told it on a public road.
Just ring them, Graham, or ring. Just say you're in work, you can't speak now, you'll contact them on Monday. Do you know what I mean?
No,
don't panic about it all. I wouldn't say it's too serious.
Then he rang me back and said, did you just tell me to f*** off? He said, Garnet, it's horrible.
Oh, Graham, for f***ing sake, man.
Graham, are you winding me up?
No, I'm in work, Graham. Honestly, I'm in work.
Well, why would he ring back and say, did you just tell
Graham,
me
to f*** off? Graham, I'll have to go. Graham, I'll ring you back in a minute. My manager's coming in.
I says, our boyfriend will call you and tell me you'll deal with it next week. You're busy right now.
Hello?
Hello, is that Graham Rogers?
It is, yeah.
Did you tell me to f*** off twice on the phone? You little boy racer. Jumped up little Johnny, that's all you are. Get down on your knees and apologise to me.
No.
Get down on your knees, you little upstart.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM.
FM 104's Instagram with Cover in a Click. Young driver car insurance specialists. See what you can save. Coverinaclick.ie.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
What's going on in your world, Alan?
Not so much, nothing really. Just dropping the kids off at school now and going home then and working from home, so.
What do you do that you can work from home?
I'm a broker, insurance broker.
Very good.
And you have us on in the background during the day now, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Good man.
Absolutely.
Good man.
We actually had someone who works in insurance on yesterday as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's essential for the working from home office is to have FN4 in the background, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a must.
Of course, Jim, of course.
Keep you company.
So we have 10 questions. If you get all 10 right, you know how it works. You get a grand.
Absolutely.
So you get sevens or eights normally?
Yeah, generally, yeah. Yeah, seven or eight, yeah. Probably on a good day.
You know the Bly Manor you watch at the moment? I've heard it's absolutely rubbish, but you can't put it off. Is that?
Exactly right.
Right, okay.
Exactly right, yeah. It's not great at all. No.
Good review from my sister-in-law, so.
People are saying the same thing about Daisy in Paris. Or is it Daisy in Paris?
No, I wouldn't watch that.
They're saying it's so bad they can't turn it off.
Yeah. It does make you want to go to Paris, though. Imagine you could.
Absolutely. Emily in Paris, that's what it is.
Emily. Daisy's the next one. Next series.
The game begins in 3,
Come on then. What Italian city is famous for a leaning tower?
Pisa.
What sport does Shane Lowry play?
Golf.
Sacha Baron Cohen is back this month with a sequel to which film?
Borat.
Jodie Comer plays Villanelle in what TV show?
Jodie Comer plays who?
What's her name, Jim?
Villanelle.
I don't know, Killing Eve?
True or false, the River Seine in Paris is longer than the River Thames in London?
True.
What county is Graham Norton originally from?
Oh, God. Cork.
Who had their first number one album recently with the Boxes EP?
With the who EP?
The Boxes EP.
God, I don't know. Pass, sorry.
Okay.
Blinding Lights is the biggest song of 2020 so far, but who sings it?
The Weeknd.
Which Irish actor was in the IT Crowd and the film Bridesmaids?
Oh, what's his name? Chris O'Dowd?
What are the two main colours in the Woody's DIY logo?
Green and yellow.
Alan?
Yeah.
Gavin James just cost you a grand.
Oh yeah, my God.
Everything except Gavin James.
Oh, couldn't
the Boxes EP. Alan. I'm really sorry.
Couldn't get it.
It's his first number one.
He was so excited. He was everywhere last week on social media saying how happy he was.
He's always excited, Jim. How could you tell
the difference? He's the happiest man in the world. And a very talented guy. And he's his first number one album. Oh. The Boxes EP. It's out now. And it cost you a grand.
I'll have to get on to him. Even my earful for that.
You should. He's on Instagram. He's on everything. Go message him.
No worries.
Hard luck.
No worries. Might get a cuddle mug off you, lads, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. I'm not sure when we'll be able to get it to you, but you can absolutely have one.
I know, absolutely. Perfect. Thanks a million.
And the River Seine is 777 kilometres long. The Thames is only 346.
Come on, the Thames. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Also, I forgot to mention, because Hazel told me yesterday on Dish the Dirt, I'll tell you where you can watch Rialto, which is the thing that Tom Vaughan Lawler got an IFTA for at the weekend.
And happy birthday to Christian, who's 12.
Happy birthday, Christian. That's a great age.
Kids in the car. Kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
Dumpy dumpy dump.
Early on the Strawberry. What? They chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Now, our phone is still acting the bum bum, kids, but I'm not letting you down 2 days in a row. So, do you know what? This is what I'm doing. I'm not sorry, and again, I'll do it again.
Jim and Nobby. My name is Julia. We have a ghost and a skeleton outside of our house, and our
the phone locked. Wonderful. Don't buy Android, kids.
Our house, and our skeleton goes.
Oh, that's a bit scary. Not as scary as your one, Nobby.
I turned him off yesterday.
You've come to the wrong house.
He's not that scary,
is he not?
No, he is quite scary though. I had to turn him off because he was every time there was an awkward delivery person at the door, it just wouldn't shut up. So it was kind of it was like we were getting the looks of, is this do you really need that on?
Hi Jim and Navi, I have a scary tree in my sitting room and he's really tall. And why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the movies.
To get to the movies, the joke as well as a scary tree. Is that a kind of a Christmas Halloween hybrid thing we're doing now?
Halloween hybrid could be. Maybe it's on her dad. Scary tall thing in the sitting room, no?
She said a tree, a scary tree.
Oh, I didn't hear that bit. Sorry, right, okay. Ellie May's 8 today. Happy birthday to you from Mam and Dad and Abigail.
I like the stickers on the doors, the ones that look like faces.
Do you like them, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that cat when you showed me is good now, in fairness.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim and Robbie. Can you please do a shout out to Auntie Louise and Uncle Anne, who are finally getting married on Saturday? Woohoo! From Daniel and Becky.
Hey, we're finally getting married.
25 lucky people will be there to celebrate it. What took him so long? What was the act like?
Just waiting for the right time. Yesterday was the perfect time to propose. What are you doing? Get off your knee. No.
Seriously, you need to hear this.
We've got a pumpkin and a clown. Ha ha ha.
That's like this show.
Yeah, clowns. Who's the pumpkin and who's the clown?
You'll have to work that out yourself.
Mm.
Who's the pumpkin and who's the clown, kids? Thanks for all the messages. We've no idea what's going to happen.
It sounded pretty good through that, doing it that way. It's
grand,
okay.
It's the future.
It's clearly because we're not getting another phone.
It's 8:41 on F104.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Okay, I see a name on my screen here, and I'm going straight in, Jim, because this is the distraction everyone needs. Okay. We know it's happening in November, but there's going to be a spin-off show, because didn't they cancel Extra Camp?
They did, yeah, with Emily Atack, yeah.
Well, The Daily Drop, I'm a Celebrity, The Daily Drop will be a celeb spin-off show on the ITV Hub every morning at 7 a.m. That's on during our show, I'm not talking about it. And you can't get the ITV Hub here in Ireland anyway, but they will be doing I'm a Celebrity Extra Camp. Well, this is to be in place of it.
Yeah.
So we're happening early November in Wales, which is now going into lockdown too.
And I bet you have a neighbour that gets a daily drop. The delivery's arriving every day.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon confirmed Legally Blonde reunion, and it's coming very soon. We laughed, we cried, and we may or not have done the bend and snap. Reese Witherspoon's confirmed the Legally Blonde reunion is on the way, and it's already happened. Fans will get to see it very soon. On Monday, October 19th, the Little Fires Everywhere actress took to Instagram to reveal the cast recently came together for a virtual hang.
There you go. That'll hold them.
Actually, Vic Hope is going to host that celebrity spin-off of the Celebrity Daily Drop. She's brilliant.
She is brilliant. That is why people will watch it. There's memorabilia on sale, from gear worn by Julia in Pretty Woman to swords used in movies. The helmet Tom Hanks wore in Ireland in Saving Private Ryan. That's €16,500.
That's signed as well by Tom Hanks.
The boots worn by Julia are going for €16,500. Jack Nicholson's hat from Batman is purple. Do you want to dance with the devil at midnight? Is €33,000.
Oh, I'd like that. That'd be great.
And Tom Cruise. What? Did they ever do that Top Gun remake?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to that? Did that get cancelled? The jacket, his bomber jacket, is going for €18,000 if you are a Tom Cruise fan. Now, maybe you have like a snooker table in your house and you're extremely wealthy. Good morning to you. How's it like to be you?
Good morning, how are you?
Would you buy this kind of memorabilia and put it into a framed glass coffee table? Maybe that's your thing.
Bill Bailey's in trouble because he has admitted in his recent book that he had dancing lessons when he was a teenager. He had ballroom dancing lessons, which breaks the rules. You lose, sir. Good day. He learned the waltz, the foxtrot and the quick step. And apparently that is not allowed. It was a marvellous and quite surreal experience to whirl around a dance hall with a lot of energy. And now people are saying that him and Mabusi should be fired off this Strictly because he's got lessons.
Oh my God.
But he was a teenager. That's a long time ago.
That was a very long time ago. We'd no rat's tail back then. The Crown is less than a month away until Series 4, and Emma Corrin will play Diana and Josh O'Connor will play Charles. And Josh admits he didn't need to integrate Emma into the cast. She did excellently well, all on her lonesome.
I suddenly realised, like, oh, was I supposed to do that? Like, was I meant to take Emma aside and show her the ropes? I didn't, but that's not necessarily...
I think I found the ropes pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I don't think there were, like, many ropes to be shown.
I think Emma, like, fit straight in.
Rumour is that Dominic West has been lined up to play Prince Charles in the next Crown in his later life.
Is he a first cousin of Kanye, though?
He isn't, as far as we can tell. Courtney Cox said goodbye to her Snow Patrol fiancé in March. Hasn't seen him for 200 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Johnny McDade flew over to do some recording. Lockdown happened. Can't get back to the States. You're not allowed. No, thank you. But we really don't want you back. Snow Patrol people are the best in the world.
Fair play to them because, you know, they obviously have lots of money. She could use a private jet if she wanted to. And they're actually setting an example here.
If you have a private jet, can you swerve those rules?
You can do what you want. You can take off from an airport that isn't an international airport. Yeah.
But you smuggle in a Snow Patrol?
I don't know. Smuggle in a Courtney Cox.
Can you not get
smuggling
the J...
Smuggling Snow or smuggling Cox.
Could you not get the
way,
J1 and
dodgy.
Go visit her?
And finally, maybe this is cheering up. I don't know. This is Seth Rogen laughing at all the bits of Borat 2. See?
That is good, yeah.
And here's some.
Let's keep that. We need it for the next 6 weeks.
Running in circles, that kind of feels like the last few months, Jim.
Yeah, we are running in circles. And for that reason, we thought it'd be nice to talk to somebody who might be able to help. If you're feeling a little bit stressed by all this, and we're going to go to Mike Mansfield now, who is the Director of Communications and Fundraising for Jigsaw. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Very good.
Very good.
Just remind everyone you're from Jigsaw, Young People's Health and Mind. The first thing you see if you go to jigsaw.ie is, welcome to Jigsaw, would you like to talk online?
Yeah.
Which is a chat box that you can just type your worries into. So straight away you get amazing health advice from Jigsaw.
Yeah, that's pretty much the plan, just trying to be there kind of straight away and trying to offer some level of support. You see, COVID has impacted our ability to kind of do our work over the last couple of months, as it has for everybody. So we've shifted a lot of our services and supports online. And on jigsaw.ie, there's loads of stuff there for young people, for moms and dads, for teachers, from content resources, web chat directly into one of our clinical staff. Lots of different ways in which you can kind of offload and share and, you know, have a bit of a conversation about what we're all going through at the moment.
There must have been a lot of people worried about the leaving cert and getting into college and CEO places and all that kind of stuff in the last couple of months, was there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, at the last couple of months for us all has been, I think probably the word that comes up is unsettling. It's just been a very unusual time. Obviously, it's, you know, we've heard all the words. It's unprecedented. It's unpredictable. I think it's a bit more prolonged than any of us thought back in March. And certainly for young people, and they're mainly the people that we support in Jigsaw, they would have been really got a couple of very very big hits, I think. Disproportionately so, obviously everything with the state exams, and then college life for those who were successful in getting there. That's a very different experience than they would have expected. We also would have seen, you know, a lot of issues around the unemployment figures. Obviously have really disproportionately affected young people. So a lot of those guys who would have had a small degree of financial independence by working in the local pub or working in the local cafe, a lot of that's gone.
That's gone. Isn't it true that under 25s is the biggest demographic of unemployment in Ireland now? At the
that's
moment?
Right. It was at its peak. It was about 64% of all the unemployment figures were under the 25. That's narrowed a small bit, but definitely it's if all the graphs have a big peak there, and that's in that kind of casual labour, the hospitality, retail, sort of areas that have really obviously taken a direct hit from a business point of view. So look, it's been really tough on everybody. There's a single person on the island who hasn't had a moment or several moments, but particularly for young people, obviously yesterday's announcement has probably brought them brought the folks those a little bit narrower probably. But look, at the messages from ourselves remain the same. Stick at it, we'll get through it, this too will pass. If you're struggling, if you're having a tough time, reach out, tell somebody, talk to somebody, and included in that is us, is Jigsaw. We're here to try and help you navigate through the next couple of weeks and months.
Do you think that'll help, Mike? That, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, it will just be 6 weeks. It'll be right into December, which traditionally, obviously, is a time for having a good time and all that. Will that help people? Do you think that it's not as long and there's a bit of an end in sight?
I think so. Look, I mean, I think one thing that's a little different about the restrictions that came in yesterday was that they were really considered. So there was a good bit of thought given over the weekend. There was a lot of people around lots of different tables, virtual and otherwise, who were really looking at just kind of looking at this kind of in the round, not necessarily looking at it from a public health point of view. They were looking at the impact on mental health was definitely front and centre, and we would have had some conversations over the last couple of days around that. So, and I think one of those, this is a longer level, you know, this is 6 weeks, but I think a lot of the thinking there is that if we fast forward to early to mid December, that we'll see a reduction in the numbers. We'll see hopefully then an opening up of things for what hopefully will be something resembling a normal Christmas, which would be lovely, which would be great.
And for people, I mean, I know you deal with predominantly 12 to 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
If somebody feels, if they're a bit freaked out now and they feel, oh, I'm just going to waste their time by ringing them, or, you know, maybe they don't want to, it's only for people who have really serious problems. It's good to talk to somebody, isn't it?
Oh, it is, 100%. Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, absolutely. And again, I mean, Jigsaw aren't a crisis mental health service. We're very much there for young people who are really just kind of going through a tough time. We kind of clinically, it's called mild to moderate mental health difficulties. So literally, if it is a case of, I'm finding this a bit overwhelming, call us.
Yeah.
Go on to jigsaw.ie. If it's a case of, Jesus, what's going to happen? Any uncertainty, any anxiety, any kind of sadness that you're going through, just feel free to pick up the phone at 1-800-JIGSAW or go to jigsaw.ie. There's plenty of content and resources that you can dip into. You can hear from other people like yourself who might have gone through similar things, and also you can directly jump on our Jigsaw Live chat platform straight away and start chatting to one of our guys who are there to help. So absolutely, do not worry. Don't add that to another list of anxieties about, well, will I bother? Just do. It's massively important that if things are tough, to acknowledge it and to call it out, and then to say, right, well, who's in my support network, who I go to, and we'd like to consider Jigsaw as part of that support network.
Right? I love the idea, though, that you can talk anonymously on online chat, which is perfect,
yeah.
You know, because people don't always want to talk. And
of course, no, that message of, you know, that message to young people again and again, we hear the message about, oh, just talk to somebody. It really doesn't land, because a lot of people say to us, well, who do I talk to? What do I say? I haven't got the language. I can't describe what I'm going through. So we said, that's fine. You know, you don't need to put a label on it. Just come online and say, look, this is how I think I'm feeling at the moment. And then together, ourselves and the young person, kind of work through it, try and figure out what's going on. And hopefully at the end of the chat or the end of a call, we'll get you in something of a better spot.
Problem shared, problem halved.
100%.
It's an old saying, but it's true. It's so true.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So, just before we finish up, Mike, any big top tips that in your professional chats that you'd have with people accessing any kind of service? Is it just try and get some exercise? It can only be a bit of fresh air.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of the above. Absolutely, try and get outside as much as you can within the new restrictions. I mean, one for us is try and limit the amount of information that you're taking in on this, because it's very important that everybody's fully up to speed on the new restrictions, the implications they have for everybody, what are the new guidelines or the new rules, so fully understand them and then stop, because there's a huge amount of commentary, there's a huge amount of social media chat, there's different opinions, different views on whether the restrictions are good, bad or indifferent, and really from a mental health point of view, engaging and getting yourself kind of sucked into those debates often doesn't add a huge amount of value. While everybody is absolutely entitled to opinions, and that's fine and valid. One question we'd ask is, well, after you've engaged in that type of content, how are you feeling? And often the answer is, well, now I'm feeling really anxious because he said that and then I said that and this guy has numbers from Timbuktu about this thing and there's all this and. They're all, again, people are absolutely allowed to have their own opinions, but just check in with yourself around how do I feel after I engage with this type of content? Am I feeling better? Am I feeling less anxious, more anxious? Is it adding more stress? And if it's doing the latter, then kind of say, well, look, I can control what I engage with, and I'll spend 20 minutes a day looking if there's any updates that I need to know, and then after that I leave it.
It's good advice. I do that myself. I check out what the headlines are. I try and stay away from the social media noise, everyone with opinions, because you feel yourself getting, I'm getting worked up here.
Well,
now,
as you said a few minutes ago, Jim said that once the restrictions come in, the news isn't going to change for 6 weeks. So once put it down in that context, because it's not going to change.
Yeah, no, exactly. And this idea of kind of control what you can control, because obviously COVID has kind of taken a bit of a hit on that, on autonomy and freedom and that sort of stuff. But there still is plenty of aspects of one's life that you can control. So do that and get stuck into that and looked a bit of look to put some new structures and new behaviours around around your time, and definitely just check in on how much social that you're engaging with, how much catastrophization are you seeing. There's plenty of theories, good, bad, or indifferent out there, and from a mental health point of view, really we need to trust the public health guidelines. There's people in really good positions with loads of experience who are making the best fist of this that they can, based on all the evidence that they can. They have more evidence than we do. So we need to trust in them, and all the other pieces, which absolutely valid, people can absolutely have opinions and whatever they want. But you know, how again, just to go back, how do you feel after you've engaged in that content? And if the answer is, God, I feel a little bit head wrecked, anxious, more stressed, then there's a lesson in that. Maybe don't repeat that behaviour the next time.
That's good advice.
Perfect. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm sure you're very busy at the moment.
Jigsaw.ie is the website. Yeah. If you are feeling stressed, do check that out. And there's plenty of ways. And talk to somebody is the main piece of advice. It's always good to you know, get it out of your system by chatting about it.
Mike Mansfield, Director of Communications from Jigsaw and Fundraising. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Take care. You too, guys. You too.
Bye. And don't forget as well, outside of Jigsaw, all the other places that are absolutely there for you, whether it's Pieta House or Samaritans, Women's Aid, of course, 1800 341 900. Do chat to somebody, whoever they are, as long as you think you can trust them. It really will help. It's FM 104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Jim, what is your advice if you're helping Santa out at this time of year earlier than normal?
Well, this is nothing to do with Santa, Nobby. Absolutely nothing to do with Santa. I like to get toys, presents as well this time
of year.
That's
what I mean, Jim.
So for Santa's just the North Pole thing. I get my advice for Santa is get your letter to him nice and early. But for anybody else who's like, if you're going to a Smith's or a toy shop today, I had to do a bit of a collect yesterday. And it was very busy, as you'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advise, if you can use the click and collect, the queue was shorter than the queue to get in. So the queue to get in was right around the block. But the queue for the click and collect, and they somebody comes out of the shop, they scan your ticket, your receipt, and then they go back in the shop and get it for you, and you don't even have to go in. So you queue up with your mask on, 2 metres apart, queue. And off you go. So
now it will change if it hasn't done so yet, because I was in the same shop last week, and I was able to go in store, and I didn't have the receipt on my phone ready that they scan. So have that email ready. Right. Start holding the queue, everybody. It's only four of us.
Well, it was very handy yesterday because it was very busy, and it was a good way of doing it. So
so you'll probably be able to go up to the, not their hatch, but their front doors.
Yesterday they were doing it all outdoors. Now it wasn't raining or anything like that, so I don't know what they do if it starts to lash rain, but look, if it helps you, that's what I did yesterday. It was very busy. It was like, you know, the end of the year. And a lot of cars, a lot of people queuing up.
Beep, beep. How were the car parks? Was the old rage rampant?
There wasn't rage, but it was very, like, people hovering, you know.
Were following the arrows, were they?
There was, so when you walked through the car park, there was cars kind of hovering behind you, waiting to pounce on your space.
Yeah.
It was like, it was that busy. There was queues and queues to get in. So anyway, look.
Queues.
If that helps, I would go click and collect as much as you can. It probably goes for anything that will have a queue outside it.
Exactly. Whether it's sausages or Scalectric. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But whatever you can do, buy local if you can. Fair play to you. It's FM 104.
It's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Good news about Simon Cowell. He's doing all right. He was walking around Malibu yesterday doing the willy nose. Good man, Simon. Lost. Sorry.
The willy nose isn't so bad if you're outside.
Yeah, it's like as if he had it on. He's just hanging it off his ears at the moment. He looks incredibly well at the moment. For a guy who was presumably quite badly injured.
Yeah.
He's lost an awful lot of weight.
A bad time. Aisling B fell off her bike as well. I think she broke her arm.
Oh.
So just be careful on your bikes, all the celebrities.
He was drinking, in case you're wondering, Le Crux, I think his name, passion fruit essenced sparkling water. It's a special can that it comes in. I don't know if that's meant to.
I'd have terrible windy pops after that.
Hydrate your pores or whatever.
Ryan Tubridy has assured the Late Night Toy Show fans that it will still go ahead this year. Though said it's normally the most watched programme of the year. It's 100% happening, so don't worry about any lockdowns or anything like that. So
So what do you reckon the theme is this year?
The dark version of Willy Wonka.
Have they done The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, pretty sure they have, yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
Will they go back and do it again?
He's the greatest showman. He's done Frozen, hasn't he?
This is the greatest show.
You did Frozen. Dumbo?
Shrek. Dumbo, maybe not.
Yeah, they'd be grand.
They're running out of ones, aren't they?
They are.
Minions would be good.
Yeah. Those are the people that work on the show that do all the work for him.
No, the little yellow fellas.
Oh, those minions. Okay.
What if he was Gru and he had a load of minions running around bouncing into things?
And Darryl Breen could be surprise celebrity in a box. Full circle. It is pastry night tonight on the Bake Off, is that what you said?
That's right, yeah.
That's going to be very difficult. Because the rest of us just buy it out of a packet.
Do they make their own pastry?
Of course they do. That's one of the hardest things to do.
Even though
they can't produce a thing out of a freezer.
No, the best chefs even say, don't bother baking, make it, just buy it. Like,
yeah, but if you're going to win the GBBO, you have to be able to make pastry. Lottie. Never going to change.
I like the smiley fella with the beard. What's his name? Nordy guy. The Nordy fella.
The guy who we say looks like Crossy.
Well, I don't like to say that because
he doesn't really.
He's just smiley like Crossy.
It was the launch photograph we just thought he looked.
He has similar hair to Crossy and he has beard Mark. And he's very smiley.
Mark.
But I think Mark is, yeah, he's. I think he's good. He's the dark horse.
Yeah, possibly so.
Yeah.
Possibly so.
And
so
the girl with the blonde hair, I think she's good as well. She's kind of.
She is good, actually.
She is good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to stare into Paul Hollywood's dreamy blue eyes tonight, it'll be back on at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, speaking of Crossy himself, I know RM and Olin do have a podcast, which you can find out tomorrow, all about last night's episode.
They should have called it Half Baked.
Mad into it. Half Baked. That's Crossy's The Weekend on Friday nights. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.